Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, our special guest is the wonderful and talented Ed Marquard from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you, Mike. That was a great introduction.
Nice to have you back with us. It's always great to see you and to hear stories about the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And tonight, we'll be talking mostly about your upcoming performance, which is next week. About 2 weeks, I guess, whenever. It's going to be on the November 29th. That's it, November 29th and November 30th. And on November 29th at 7:30 p.m., Cathedral of the Saints Peter and Paul in beautiful downtown Providence. And then on the 30th, St. Joseph's Church in Newport. So it's that time of year again. Wonderful concert you've got planned, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, we think so. It's our traditional kickoff to the holiday season, and this time it's a bit different. Every other year we get to do something other than Messiah. Not that we don't love to do Messiah, but it gives us a chance to sort of seek out other composers of a seasonal nature.
This is the non-Messiah year.
This is the non-Messiah year,
okay,
right.
We got that straight. And what did you choose this year?
We have selections by Giovanni Gabrieli from the 16th century, Arturino Respighi, 20th century Italian composer, and the inimitable John Rutter, an English composer who's alive with us today, and the most performed and most sold English composer of all time as of this year.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing statistic. So we'll get to hear music by all of them in tonight's program.
Correct.
All right, and what are we going to start off with?
We're going to start off with Giovanni Gabrieli, and we're going to hear first his Jubilate Deo for chorus and brass. I might add that this entire program features chorus, soloists, brass, and winds.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Ed, the concerts that are coming up, you're doing in two different locations, trying to cover the state, are you?
Well, we do want to have a presence in Newport, and we're very lucky that St. Joseph's Church is having us, and this is the third time we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And we also hope in the future to be in the Opera House there when it's completely refurbished. And we like to have a second home, and it gives our performers a chance to do things twice. It's always seems sort of a shame, unlike a theater, a show, or an opera, which does many performances. Right. We rehearse for the same amount of time and give it one shot, and we're done. And so this gives us an opportunity to do things at least twice. It's a great opportunity for our singers.
That's an interesting point. I know the groups that that I sing with, we have a repertoire of maybe 25 or 30 songs, whatever it is, and we use them a lot and refresh them, you know, maybe three or four new in this season, three or four new the next season. But for you, that one-shot deal, that's...
Right, and the repertoire is always changing. I probably don't repeat things. Maybe every 7 years we go back and revisit something, Messiah being the exception. And
right.
We try to do something that hasn't been done in a while. I know that the Respighi, which we'll talk about in a little bit, hasn't been done in the state in about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we try to do also, is do something that hasn't been done quite so frequently.
Now, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale is not a community chorus. So, in other words, people audition for this. This is a higher level. I don't want to put it on a pedestal, but you pretty much everyone reads music and is educated
right.
in that field.
That's correct. They're all walks of life, however. It's not that they're all trained musicians, but they have had some background and some training in music. It is a community chorus in that we're open to community members who are not professional musicians.
Mm-hmm.
The players, however, are all members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic or orchestras in nearby Massachusetts.
Right, and you take that under your wing and you direct both. The orchestra and the chorus.
And okay. The soloists are from all over the country, and they're also professionals.
All right. We'll talk about the soloists a little bit later, but let's get to the next piece of music you have for us.
This is one of the many pieces that Gabrieli wrote for brass. All four of the pieces we're going to hear this morning are from a collection called the Sacred Symphony of 1597, in which there are over 200 pieces that he wrote, and then they were collected by an editor. This is one of those many pieces for brass. The advantage of St. Mark's Cathedral, where Gabrieli worked, is the acoustic. And so this is for actually two brass choirs of four players each. It's called Canzona Septimi Toni. He wrote many pieces with similar names. They're all called canzona, but they're for different scale degrees. So this is the one on the seventh scale degree.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by Ed Marquardt of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And we're going to try to get one more piece of music in before we take our first break. What is this going to be, Ed?
This is the very famous Sonata Pian e Forte, or Sonata Soft and Loud. And it's the first piece purportedly that had written in dynamics. And again, this is for two brass choirs.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Ed Marquardt from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, and we're discussing the show that is coming up on November 29th, 7:30 p.m., at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, 30 Fenner Street in downtown Providence. And then on Sunday, November 30th at 3 o'clock, there'll be a performance at St. Joseph's Church, 5 Man Avenue in Newport. And both of those concerts, I'm sure, will be very well attended and a lot of enjoyment gathered by the audience.
Well, we certainly hope so. We're going to give it our best shot to ensure that that happens.
We've talked a lot about the music and the preparation of how much work goes into putting on a concert like this. You start in the fall preparing for this music for the December or November concert?
We do. We start the Wednesday after Labor Day, and we meet every Wednesday up until concert time. And during concert week, then we have our usual Wednesday. The orchestra rehearses once, and then we put it all together on the Friday before the Saturday performance.
And then in the spring, if people are interested in perhaps, we talked about the fact that this is a well-educated chorale, is a good term perhaps, not in typical community chorus or that type of thing, but people are accepted. They can audition and get ready for the spring concerts, right?
As a matter of fact, that's exactly right. We are having auditions on December 6th. And for information, you can either call, and an appointment, you can call 401-521-5670 or go on our website at www.ricco.org.
Now, I'm going to try to impress you because I remember reading your website a couple weeks ago. I believe on December 6th, it starts at 1 o'clock.
That's true, but you need an appointment.
I see how I have those little unimportant facts in my head.
Because, they're very important, Mike.
Well, they're not, because I'm going to be doing a concert at the Ocean State Theater at that time on December 6th, so I can't be there. So you're not getting me for the spring.
We'll work you in somehow, right. I promise.
Okay. Let's get back to the programmed music that is going to be on that day, and what do you have for us next?
Well, this is the final of the four pieces of Giovanni Gabrieli. It's the very beautiful Motet Beata Est Virgo Maria, and it's for six-part choir.
Thank you.
Ed, you mentioned in the introduction of that last piece that it was six-part choir, and I know there's a soprano and an alto and a tenor and a baritone with the four normal parts, and then you have first soprano, second soprano. How does that work?
That's exactly right. In that particular piece, it was first soprano, second soprano, alto, tenor, and bass one and two. In the choral piece we heard before, it was two of each in the Jubilate Deo, and divided into a left-hand choir and a right-hand choir.
Now, is let me ask you, in your situation, different, very different than the kind of music that a lot of people know I sing, a cappella, are basses always male and baritones always male? Can't have a female baritone?
We probably could. I haven't found any can sing that low yet.
Okay.
We do have a couple of female tenors in our chorale.
Okay. All right, so there you go, a little education there. We're going to set up a couple pieces of music together here before we take our next break, so let's go to that.
We're going to hear the first two movements of John Rutter's justly famous Gloria. It's probably his most frequently performed work. It's for choir, brass, timpani, percussion, and organ. So it's a very, very exciting piece. And in actuality, we are ending the concert with this work.
And this was written not long ago, since he's still alive.
It is.
20, 30 years?
Or? In the early 70s. It was written for a chorus in Omaha, Nebraska, conducted by a friend of mine by the name of Mel Olson. And this piece was first performed in Providence, conducted by John Rutter.
Wow.
In the late 70s or early 80s, I'm not sure which, at Blessed Sacrament Church on Academy Avenue.
A little history lesson. We'll listen to these two pieces, and then we'll be back with more of Ed Marquard and the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquardt from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. We're talking about the performance that's coming up on Saturday, November 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence, and then Sunday, November 30th at 3 o'clock at St. Joseph's Church in Newport. And both of those things we'll give you more information on a little bit later. But right now, I want to talk about some of the other things that the Chorale is involved with. And I know that every year you have a competition for college people.
Indeed we do, Mike. We have a collegiate vocal competition, which we held in October. And the winners will be performing with us as soloists in the Mozart Vespers on March 14th. And we're very excited about that, as we always are. This is the seventh year we've had this competition, and as it has evolved, we've garnered quite a bit of interest in it, and people come to see the winners. And it's a great thing for us, but it's also a great thing for these young people to have a chance to perform with a professional orchestra as well.
Excellent. Well, you'll have to bring at least one of them along next time we do a show, and we'll talk about the upcoming performance in March, maybe right after the first of the year.
That'll be terrific.
That'll be great. All right. Let's get to the final piece, if you will, of the other two that we were talking about a moment ago.
This is the last movement of the John Rutter Gloria, and I think the audience will find it pretty much exciting.
Well, once again, Ed, we've come to the end of an hour with some great music provided by you. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
And we want to tell people that if they would like to get tickets for the performances on November 29th and 30th, they can do that by going to the website, which is very simple to remember, RICCO.org, or you can call 401-521-5670 and get all the information you need. Operators are standing by. Call before midnight tonight and get a salad master sent with your tickets.
We'll send you a baton instead.
Or something like that. But it's great to have you here. And I want to, I know, talk a little bit about some of the soloists that are coming, because that's obviously an important part of the performance that will be held that day. Tell us about them.
Well, we have three soloists in the Ottorino Respighi Laud to the Nativity, which hasn't been done as nearly as I can tell for about 25 years in Providence. And I think it's a wonderful piece. The chorale is enjoying it immensely. It's difficult, it's challenging, but it is most beautiful. And the three soloists are Katrina Galka, soprano, Jacqueline Kress, mezzo-soprano, and Martin Kelly, tenor. Martin has sung with us on several occasions before, but for Katrina and Jacqueline, it is their first appearance with the chorale. And I happen to have employed a soprano last fall from the Boston area, Dana Schnitzer, who runs an opera company in Western Massachusetts. And I said to Dana, if you have any of your young charges who would like to come down and audition for me, I'd love to hear them. Mm-hmm. And so Katrina and Jacqueline came to an audition about a year ago. And so that's where I found them. And they're delightful. They're young and they're wonderful singers. And we're just happy to have them and able to give them this chance to perform with our organization.
Excellent. And that's going to be Saturday, November 29th, 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday, November 30th at 3 o'clock. Saturday in Providence, Sunday in Newport. So hope you all get out and support the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And we have one more piece of music. And again, Ed, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure as always, Mike.
All right, tell us about this last piece.
This is the Respighi Laud to the Nativity.
We'll listen to a small portion of that because it's pretty long, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.